Seychelles Nation will now be more accurately represented in provincial legislation. Following new legislative amendments that recognize the traditional and legal Seychelles names in existing provincial acts, said the April 26 provincial release. 6 acts and 14 regulations have been amended and will replace Seychelles with Seychelles and Indian Band with Nation to maintain consistency with federal legislation. We are pleased that provincial legislation is being updated to reflect our proper name, said LHEHIWUS Yalks We Mult, Chief Lenora Joe, in the release. The name, Seychelles Indian Band, is one that was imposed on us through colonization, and removing that name is just one of many important steps on the path of reconciliation. We would like to thank the province for working with us to make this important change to recognize who we have always been. Murray Rankin, Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation, said these updates to provincial legislation were required to ensure the name of Seychelles Nation is properly reflected and consistent between federal and provincial legislation. The province was pleased to collaborate with Seychelles Nation to remove past colonial language from provincial acts and to reflect and respect traditional Seychelles Indigenous names. While there is still much work to do together to support communities in their work to restore their languages, this is one of the many important steps in reconciliation that we are taking together. In 2022, the amendments to the self-governing agreement between the Seychelles Nation and Canada brought several changes, including allowing the nation to amend its own constitution without federal approval and updating the legal name of the Seychelles Indian Band to Seychelles Nation following years of work. The Miscellaneous Statutes Amendment Act was introduced in the BC Legislative Assembly on March 11 and received royal assent on April 25. The amended acts are the Seychelles Nation Government District Enabling Act, the Cannabis Control and Licensing Act, the Environmental Management Act, the Landowner Transparency Act, the Seychelles Nation Government District Homeowner Grant Act, and the Speculation and Vacancy Tax Act. The release states that Section 7 of the Seychelles Nation Government District Enabling Act has also been repealed, ensuring the continuation of the Act. The previously prescribed expiration of June 30, 2026, is no longer in effect. The Seychelles language is one of the original languages of this land, said Rankin in the release. He said that these changes, made in consultation with the Seychelles Nation, will ensure that legislation in BC reflects and respects Seychelles names. The Sunshine Coast Regional District welcomes the updates to provincial legislation that properly recognizes the Seychelles Nation name, said Leonard Lee, Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, Chair. Lee said that the SCRD has been actively uptaking all documentation and references to the Seychelles Nation since the federal government amended the Seychelles Nation Self-Government Act. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs Reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.